you know, for an interview thing, and it took me 9 months to get that job. Every Thursday at 1 o'clock, I would go down there. I got so good that where they'd see me coming, they'd say no, you know, I'd stick my head in the door, nothing today, you know, what have you. And I had my oldest boy then, you know, my children is 15, my oldest boy is 15, and my youngest one is 13. We lived off of $32.50 a week for, you know, this unemployment thing, you know, and everything. So I could do that, you know, from the service at Weatherwood. We lived off of that for 9 months until finally they just decided that, you know, I wasn't going to go away. They had to do something, you know, and they, you know, they finally gave me a job.
What did you do for them?
Well, my job was a material dispatcher. You know, this was one that they made for me, to where I had to unload boxcars, which, you know, they had two dudes that was unloading boxcars, and it took them a day and a half to unload the boxcars, you know. The way that they were unloading them, you know, this took them that long, you know. So I developed a way, you know, which I could unload a boxcar in 4 hours, you know, just to get them all down, you know. There I go again, see. There I go again, just, you know, walk right into that trap, same trap thing again. You know, here this nigga come, man. You know, we've been doing this for years, you know, this particular way, you know, and everything. But it's no need to do something like that, you know, when you can go on and do it and get it over with and do something else. This was my thinking. But these cats had been doing that for 4 or 5 years. You know, they found out that they were fucking off. So that got them, you know, at a thing at me, you know, to where...
You made them look bad.
Yeah, to where... you know, little slogans is, niggas have stronger backs than they do brains, and, you know, just little bit of things, you know, would be in my seat, you know, would be in my car, you know, just be all over, written all over and stuff. Well, I took that, you know, I took that for about 8 months. You know, until I got everything settled, you know. And I went to the boss and told him that, you know, you got some rednecks back there, and it's going to be a hassle, man, if they continue to do this. And I had a whole stack of things, you know. I said, now this is what they've done over the last 8 months. You know, now if you're not going to deal with it, you know, I'm going to deal with it, you know. I think that, you know, that I shouldn't be subjected to this type of thing. I'm down here to do a job, make a living for my family just like you are, you know. And if shit don't work right in this plant for you, you know, well, because of some idiotic thing of a redneck doesn't like a black, you know, a black doesn't like a redneck or something like that, you know, this is not going to look good on your record, you know. And the dudes say, well, you know, we're handling anytime anything happened, you know, you let me know. And he ran the plant, ran it down to the plant, you know. So that stopped a lot of pressure. Okay, so they put me to a different thing. They put me to a material dispatcher and take care of the 12 presses, you know, keep them in their inks, you know, and paper and stuff. Okay. So, you know, I could read their orders, you know, about what they were going to run, you know, during the process of their 8 hours that came out of quality control, you know. So I'd just read the orders. I'd just take each one of them and read the orders and find out whatever it is.